It Takes Two, Amy Eiler, J.J. Gordon on the Mighty 790 and 104.7 FM KFGO. If your family is not touched by Alzheimer's, I hope you consider yourself very, very lucky, because there are a lot of families that are touched by Alzheimer's, and it is it's a disease that steals from a lot of people. I know we went through it with my grandmother, and it was a fast progression. She was diagnosed very early in her life, and I never got to know her as my grandmother because it stole so much from her so early in her life. And I remember my mom talking about it a lot, and the word Alzheimer's had been in our family. Like, we talked about it a lot more than some people did. And coming up is one of easily the most important events throughout the year, which is the walk to end Alzheimer's. And if you're not familiar with what that is, well, good news. We've got a great guest on the line who's going to share all the information you need to know if you want to participate, if you want to come, if you just need to be around people who know what you're going through. Emily Baltima with North Dakota, Senior Development Manager of the Alzheimer's Association of Minnesota and North Dakota. Emily, welcome to the Mighty 790. Thank you so much for your time today.
Hey, thanks for having me today.
So let's start with this. So let's get the information out about the walk to end Alzheimer's. When's it coming up? Where do people need to go?
So our walk is this Saturday, September 24th, and it's at a new location this year. We're having it at the Essentia Health Plaza at the Light.
Oh, that's a great spot.
Yeah. I'm so excited for this new location. It's going to be great. We have registration at 9 a.m. with the walk starting at 10 a.m.
And for those people out there who say, like, gosh, I don't know, do I belong at this walk? The answer is everybody is welcome, right?
That's right. Yes, everyone of all ages. We have family and friend teams that come. We have companies that come and support. Because just like you said, there are not a lot of people that, unfortunately, haven't been affected by this disease.
Emily, I'm curious. We see fundraisers like the Walk to End Alzheimer's, and it really brings to mind for me, what are some of the advancements that we've made in maybe the diagnosis of Alzheimer's, the treating of Alzheimer's? What are some of those scientific advancements that are either here or soon to be here?
That is an awesome question. And we actually just had our Alzheimer's Association International Conference this past summer. Something I'd like to mention is that the association has invested $300 million in more than 900 research projects in 45 countries around the world. So we're doing a lot of research. And there's new studies that come out a lot. And you can keep up with the most updated research on our app called Science Hub. And that just goes through all of the different research studies that we have going on right now.
And I think it should be noted that the money that is raised at these sorts of events has some real-world implications. I mean, we've seen it with other fundraising opportunities that have gone viral or just general. I mean, you said $300 million. Like, that, those dollars are actually leading to advancements in diagnosis and treatment.
Correct. Yep. And 77% of the funds that are raised go towards research.
I'm always astounded when an organization can throw numbers like that out there to say, like, yeah, you're making a difference by walking in it. I see that $98,501 have been raised of the $140,000 goal. Well, I have a feeling that the people of Fargo-Moorhead of Minnesota, North Dakota are going to step up and get you to that full amount. And two, you know, the last time I was at the Walk to End Alzheimer's, what I noticed is a lot of people find that second family. You know, really to understand what someone is going through who has a loved one or who's been diagnosed with Alzheimer's is to talk to somebody else who's in the same boat. And the amount of networking, for lack of a better word, that goes on at something like the Walk to End Alzheimer's is really inspiring.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. And along those lines, you know, this is our fourth and final walk in North Dakota, and we had our Grand Forks walk last weekend. And, you know, North Dakota, there's a lot of rural area, and there was a gentleman that came by himself. He's currently a caregiver for his wife, and he came to the walk to find support and meet with other people that are going through this disease and learn more about the free programs and services that we offer. And so it is, it's a family of Alzheimer's warriors that, you know, we're walking and fundraising for a cure.
And, you know, I want to give a shout out to some of your top teams who've been put together. And even if you can't get a team, you're still invited out for this. There's an opportunity to raise some funds for sure, but definitely come out there. Touchmark Trekkers, number one on the list right now. They've raised over $7,000. Team Mama G, not far behind, with $6,000. Edward Jones, Team Loke. I mean, I'm looking at the number of teams, and this page just goes on. If you were going to print this page, it would take you a ream of paper. It is just amazing how many groups are out there raising money right now.
It is. It is so fun to see all the support and all of the teams coming out and joining us for this great cause. And, you know, even if you can't join us on walk day, you can still start a team. You can still fundraise. So it's just a great way to get involved and meet people. We hope you can join us on walk day. It's going to be a beautiful day too. So we're looking forward to it.
And so when one of our listeners comes there on walk day, what's the experience that they're going to get? What's the route of the walk look like, and what sort of atmosphere are they going to walk into on walk day?
Yeah, well, we're so excited to be back to our normal ceremony, and we'll have that starting at 10. So we encourage people to come earlier, though, by 9, because we do have a lot of fun stuff going on before the walk. So we'll have some food trucks and coffee trucks. We'll have things for kids to do, face painting, balloon artists. We've got live music this year as well. So lots of fun stuff to do before the walk ceremony starts. And then the walk route is, we have a couple options. We have a 3-mile route and a 1-mile route as well.
And of course, if you've got purple, you should definitely wear that, right?
Yes, absolutely. I just got my purple Converse shoes in the mail yesterday, and I'm breaking them in for walk day on Saturday.
Oh, so that's fantastic. We really appreciate your time, Emily. It's great. You know, the listeners of KFGO, they take things seriously, and they definitely turned up their radio a little bit to hear about the walk to end Alzheimer's. Again, this Saturday, you're going to be at the Essentia Plaza, right over at the lights and ready to rock and roll?
That's right. Yes. Hope to see you there.
Fantastic. Emily with the North Dakota is the North Dakota Senior Development Manager of the Alzheimer's Association of Minnesota, North Dakota. Don't forget about them on walk day, and certainly don't forget about them as your year-end giving starts to roll out, or Giving Hearts Day. Thank you so much, Emily. We appreciate your time.
Thank you. See you Saturday.
Walking with my feet 10 feet off a beam, walking in Memphis.